In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost, amen. And dear friends and faithful Catholics, on this Sunday we have the beautiful gospel given to us by our Lord, an instruction and an admonition. The admonition, obviously, is the same admonition Jesus gave us on the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, when he gave us the parable of the Pharisee and publican. He who exalts himself shall be humbled by God, and even in this life. And they who humble themselves in this life shall be humbled in this life and shall be exalted by God himself. So humility, of course, is the admonition today in the parable of those sitting at the table. Table manners, of course, ought to be something that we do not neglect in our Catholic virtue keeping. But the instruction, of course, is that Jesus does good things on Sundays even. He does good things every day of the week. Here Jesus in the gospel is at a supper meal on the Lord's Day. As we go to our friend's house, as we invite others to our families to enjoy a little supper meal on the Lord's Day, so was it in Jesus' time. Yes, we can invite others. We can have others toil in the kitchen for us and on behalf on Sundays. It's not illegitimate. It's quite friendly. It's inviting, and it's a charitable work, of course, to do that which others need on Sundays. But Jesus, of course, takes the fellow, lays his hands upon him, as more specifically indicated by the Greek word, rather than just taking hold of him. Jesus took hold of him by putting his hand upon him, and then healed the poor fellow whose abdomen had been distended abnormally. His soft tissues had been inflamed, had the dropsy, the Gospels tell us. And Jesus put his hand upon him, blessed him, and cured him. Perhaps there was immediate recession of the stomach, I would think, evident to all that he was cured. It was a wonderful thing that Jesus did on the Sabbath day, on the Lord's day. And of course, Jesus knew that these Pharisees and scribes had put him up to this. They provided that someone who was sick was there in front of Jesus. It doesn't indicate they brought him to Jesus, nor does it indicate that he himself came to Jesus. But when Jesus was there at the table, suddenly there was somebody standing before him who was sick. You see, the Pharisees and scribes were looking at Jesus. They were taking notes in order to condemn him to death ultimately. You know, we know that. But they were taking notes on how Jesus acted towards this poor child of Abraham who was sick. And Jesus, of course, healed him. He did the same thing with the fellow with a withered hand and the fellow possessed by the devils on a Sabbath day. And the fellow who had been lame by the pool by St. Joachim Man's church in Jerusalem, Pool Bethesda, for 38 years. Jesus healed them on the Sabbath. When Jesus was confronted by the Pharisees for having healed a poor fellow with a withered hand, he says, "Which of you would have a sheep fall into a pit?" We're not drawing him out on the Sabbath. Of course, a sheep was very precious to them, valuable as it is today. Today's gospel, Jesus says, when he heals this fellow who had the dropsy, who will have a donkey or a horse or a mule or an ox fall into a pit and not do what he needs to do to extract him from that pit. Of course, we do what is necessary on Sundays. We do what is terrible on Sundays. We, of course, have devoted our Sundays early this morning by thinking, even as soon as we got up, about how we're getting prepared for Mass today. We've come to Mass today. We've come to worship and adore Almighty God. We've come to fulfill the law of charity, love God above all things, put him first in the first day of this coming week. We have put him first by devoting our early morning hours to him, come to worship, adore, and honor him, thank him for his blessings, and ask him for new blessings this coming week. We have come to revive our faith in him, in the teachings of the church. We have come, as St. John Chrysostom says, we have come to devote this 1 hour of the 168 in the week to make reparation for our sins. We have come, yes, of course, to prepare ultimately for our demise. And dear friends, we have come to church today to pay homage, adoration, and honor to God. That is the first law. Let's not neglect the second law, to be charitable. Of course, what is commanded by our Sunday rest is that we come to church on Sundays, assist at Mass dutifully, attentively, not through some technological improvisation, but we have to, if at all possible, we have to attend Mass in person. So we come to church, yes. We haven't gone to our computers as a convenient substitute. Of course, those who can't get to church can substitute that way and unite themselves when they say their Mass prayers, unite themselves, their Mass going on perhaps in real time, and the various live stream systems that we have going on right now from California and from Denver and from Cincinnati and from Rathdrum. Right now, they can assist at the Mass, hear the blessings provided by the church in the Holy Mass, hear the sermon in real time, assist at the Mass, as it were, a virtual assist. Doesn't take the place of Mass. It never did take the place of Mass. Of course, if one is sick, or thinks he might get sick, or thinks he has a sickness that's contagious, he should stay home, obviously. But those who are in good health, as ourselves, we enjoy the blessings of health and convenience. Yes, we come to church to adore and worship Almighty God and pray for those who can't get to church, who live hours and hours away. Some come all the way from Lewiston. Where's that? I don't know. It's 3 or 4 hours away. It's long ways away. They come almost every Sunday from Mass in Idaho there to adore and worship Almighty God when they don't have Mass in their little Mass place. I mean, yes, we have it convenient. We are blessed by Almighty God. So I've come to worship Almighty God. We've come to adore him and to bless him and to thank him for his gifts. We've come to ask blessings for other people. I mean, far better than healing somebody's body is to ask God to heal somebody's soul, a soul that's sick in sin, a soul that's wayward or confused or disappoints us in various ways. We've come to ask God to heal their souls, to make them lively again, to make them lovely again, to make them one faithful member in the mystical body of Christ, and to die in that state. Of course, we do charitable things throughout the day, provide for visiting one another, provide for family recreation, provide for visiting people in rest homes and hospitals. Of course, that's no doubt on our list for Sundays and as we can throughout the week. But especially on Sunday, we come to adore God, come to worship Almighty God, come to thank him and ask his blessing upon ourselves and upon others. So as we continue with Holy Mass, we take these things in mind. We know that it's not forbidden to take care of somebody, even the cost of your usual Sunday attendance. The Catechism tells us that if the honor of God, or the good of our neighbor, or our own good requires it, we can do something that's rather servile during the Sunday. That's all fine. Things can't wait. Of course, we can do those things on Sunday, but we try to observe the Sunday rest by doing nothing that is servile. Not to do any business transactions, not go to the courts and do lawyer things, as is done nowadays in this perverse world. Yes, we don't buy or sell on Sundays unnecessarily. We do those things, especially appropriate, to honor and worship Almighty God and to fulfill his law. Remember the one fellow in the Old Testament, poor fellow. The fellow was gathering wood on Sunday. He was gathering, on the Sabbath back then, he was gathering wood on the Lord's day, and he was apprehended by his buddies, taken to Moses. And Moses didn't know what to do with him. He asked God, and God said, stone him, put him to death for gathering wood unnecessarily on the Sabbath day. Yeah, we should observe these things and know that blessings come to us, to our families, to our nation, if we fulfill the law of our Sunday rest. If we fulfill the law of Sunday attendance at Mass, we benefit ourselves and our nation in general. I mean, you know, Lady Lassalette cry, the weeping Madonna of Lassalette. Didn't she cry in 1846 for two reasons? not as people, Catholics, we're using God's name in vain, bad sin, and not going to Mass on Sundays. Easy thing to do, yes, but people are neglecting that. Now, all types of excuses, no doubt, that were offending the heart of our Blessed Mother, who saw Jesus offended so wantonly in the country of France and throughout the world, as she appeared in her wonderful apparition, and she wept. The weeping Madonna wept for those not going to church on Sundays, and thus calling down God's maledictions upon themselves, their family, their nation. When the Jewish people had that problem too, whenever they weren't fulfilling God's law, according to the Mosaic law, they were punished by armies, by captivity. We are told that the 70 years Babylonian captivity was the result of them not keeping the Sabbaths of God. My dear friends, as we observe the Sabbath this day, we ask Almighty God for grace. We need to confirm our faith, to grow in our faith, and especially to be lovely to the angels so that, yes, upon our demise, we may be caught up with the angels and saints in heaven, there to see and to adore and glorify Jesus, the true Son of the Father, in union with the Holy Ghost, will be adored and worshiped in a world that has no end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.